right, so Pete, you've got a few hours here in Shegluck. What were you hoping to get out of this little break?
Well, I wasn't sure if I was going to take my eight here, but I guess now I've decided I'm going to head down the trail a bit further and see if the time of day works out better somewhere else. So. But otherwise, it's been a good little short break here.
I think you had, among the fastest run times coming in here. How are you feeling about your speeds in these conditions?
Well, it kind of goes up and down. It seems like one run you're fast, and the next run you're not. So we're trying to string more of those together in a row now and try to get some more consistency, because the first half of the race for us has been real up and down and real inconsistent.
How do you mentally start to think about the Yukon? How do you consider breaking that up?
Well, I'm just kind of taking it one run at a time right now, so I'm not even trying to think too far down the river or even the checkpoint after the next one. So the plan is to go to Grayling now and reevaluate and see how long of a break we need to take there.
Are you thinking about weather at this point?
Yeah, I guess it has the potential to pretty warm in the afternoon and maybe even rain. I'm not sure. I haven't really seen it forecast myself, just hearsay here and there. So not really sure what it's going to do, but I think the further north you get, the better chance of it not raining, probably.
And can you find a way that you're positioned the best in terms of, I don't know, maybe having somebody else break trail or just sort of be in a good position to maximize energy through that?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I don't think it'd be advantageous to be have somebody breaking trail, because there's not much trail to break, and we really don't even know what the trail's like past Grayling. I'm assuming this trail from here to Anvik and Grayling is going to be pretty good, because it's well-used village trails. So a lot of this stuff is hit and miss. You don't really know until you actually get out there, and then you can make a plan once you're doing it.
How have your leaders been doing?
They've been doing good, yeah. I pretty much use the same two ones the whole race.
All right, well, we'll see you down the trail, Pete.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah.